winter. Winter is a cold season after autumn, where it snows in some locations. I don't think they have it at the equator. At the poles, it is always cold. But you don't know if that qualifies as winter. If it does, it's an endless winter. Plenty of information is already extant about winter. In the winter, many trees appear dead, losing all their blackened leaves and standing bare, branches clacking off the weight of the snow and ice. Those must have been the unsound branches in the first place. Thank goodness no children played on them. Autumn. This is the season that happens in parts of the world that aren't all that close to the equator. There starts to be less sun. There's nothing you can do about it. At the end of autumn is winter. There is a lot of material about autumn already extant. In autumn, trees are yellow, orange, and red. From the Xanthophyllus beta carotene and anthogen cyanogens. With a smiling face, water, victory, fading on their bold fight, their strong outsides. Fight is intense and lasts long into winter. This happens from time to time when something shiny catches Water's attention while he's on his way back to the tree. Whatever it is, it keeps him occupied for a while. Meanwhile, the tree, with no water to eat and cap off the season, gets hungry for one last hiker. And this is where the real trouble usually begins. One of a few possibilities from here. None very pretty. One. From each bow hangs sweet nectared fruit, but venoms feed the deepest root. The red anthocyanin covers the red xanthophyllus and beta carotene. Red, 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 red. thrilling, but terrible. Modern knight, sent on a quest to find Gwater by an unnamed email you got in the middle of the night. You didn't question it at the time, in a daze of tiredness. But many weeks on the road have passed, and you are still on it. As a knight in the quest of finding water, you search every town in America, starting on the west coast. You sell everything you have. You hit the west coast with a fat debit card. LA is the first place that you try. Spit too much money on hookers and dopes, buying nothing but drugs and pussy on your daily drives up and down those city streets. All the same, those LA weeks still leave a pleasant taste in your memories. You have to move on before you go broke on the very first city you've set out to explore. The earth at your feet. Do not forsake it to walk on walls or build yourself a boardwalk that you can sweep clean of sand. You will bury everything dead in it except for your plants and your food, which will be buried with / as you. In good time. It is not a solid object.
You owe it more than the sun.
You search dreamlands for guatr. You order a gram of 100 times dream herb extract on the internet. When it arrives, it comes in a gritty green powder. You proceed to chop it up as fine as you can and rail half of it up each nostril. You get this super bitter taste in your mouth from the drainage, but you are feeling relaxed. And you think you hear a knock at your window. You look, but no one's there. You lay down, and you slowly drift off into dreamlands. You search the dinosaur lakes. You're at Bronto Pond. This is a small lake where the brontosauruses hang out. Huge creatures that could step on and crush a buffalo. Dragonflies half the length of your arm dart about. There's a sudden rumble. You see, to your horror, that a horde of panicked brontosauruses are running full speed your way. You run, and they quickly overtake you. A massive foot stomps down on your head, cracking skull, breaking neck. Then your whole body folding and snapping under the weight. But you're a good and errant knight, so you reincarnate to continue your quest to find Gwadar. Hidden xanthophyllis and beta carotene, orange and yellow substance, always present except in the absence of a vessel specifically designed to be filled with it, spends most of the year in concealment, hidden by the green chlorophyll in the summer, and by the red anthocyanin in the winter.